This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver by Pride. This is our weekly podcast during the off season. It's Tuesday afternoon. You'll get this podcast everywhere where our podcast is available, and that's a lot of places. And then we'll be on the website Silver by Pride in the morning. Got some stuff going on. It's mini camp weekend. That's right. The entire Raiders roster is in Henderson, Nevada. Well, there's five guys who didn't practice. I wouldn't worry about these guys too much. Probably injury-related. Good and Miller and Diablo. Isaiah Johnson. Diablo might be contract-related. Not a big deal. It's all going to be fine. And, yeah, they're there. Yannick Ngakoue was there. Josh Jacobs was there. They were working on their own in the OTAs. Hey, we get to see the Raiders this week, and then we don't see them until July 27th. So, and then that's when training camp starts, reporting day, and it's going to be fun. Speaking of Ngakoue, Mr. Derek Carr, who's always good for guys. I think this was the first official time he's talked since the end of last year, and he's just good copy, that guy. He fills up a reporter's notebook. You know, he was asked about, hey, who stood out to you on this defense? And he said, hey, it's the first day. It's only been one game, but Ngakoue, wow, look at this guy. He's unbelievable. He's only 26. He takes us to the next level. Very exciting. Hey, that's what the Raiders paid this guy for. 2 years, $26 million to be their primetime guy. People are saying that Max Crosby looks really good. I've been saying since Ngakoue has, and I will probably not pronounce this poor guy's name the same way twice. I remember when he signed, he said, you guys can call me Jan. So maybe I'll call him Jan. You know, I can butcher a name now. And, you know, that's the way it goes. No disrespect, of course. Well, anyways, with Non here, I think Crosby can really get some things done, and he looks in good shape, and he's healthy. He was banged up last year. And it should be exciting with these guys. It should be exciting. Derek Carr was asked about, question, but, you know, okay, there's all these unhappy quarterbacks. There's Wilson, it was Rodgers, and Watson, and you always kind of keep a good, you're always kind of smiling. And in that answer, he basically says, If I'm not an Oakland Raider Las Vegas Raider quarterback, I'd probably quit. And he has said that before. I won't wear another helmet. Now, look it. He probably will wear another helmet if he wants. If the Raiders want to get rid of him after he's 32, and I'm not saying they're gonna. Is he really gonna quit? I'd be surprised. I'm not questioning his integrity, but I would be surprised. I'd be surprised if any quarterback did that. But, you know, it's often, you know, look at Peyton Manning wore another lid. Tom Brady is wearing another helmet. Brett Favre, you know, the Packers were his second team trade in the second year after Atlanta drafted him. But he played for two teams after being a Packers legend. It happens, it happens, it happens. Johnny Unitas, Joe Namath, I mean, Joe Montana. I'm stopped thinking about it because there's so many. But it's interesting. What I take away from it is maybe a little message. Hey, you want to trade me? You want to trade for me? Washington football team? Somebody else? I just want to be here. He's been fiercely loyal to the Raiders for going into his eighth season, and he deserves a little bit more better treatment than fans give him. Not all fans, but he does. This dude wants to win a Super Bowl. He wants to have a parade down the Vegas Strip. And someday there is going to be a parade in the Las Vegas Strip. I don't know when, but there will be. And there'll probably be a Super Bowl championship someday in Cleveland and Detroit and wherever you want to say. But there will be a Super Bowl in Vegas, and I want to see that parade. I hope I'm alive. And I'm planning on it. But yeah, other than that, it wasn't too newsy of a day. Which I was expecting a little bit more. Hopefully Gruden talks soon. He hasn't talked all off season. In-house interviews, but that doesn't mean much. Speaking about Gruden, you know what I like to do. I like to go around the week and make you the smartest Raider fans in the nation, because you don't have all the time to know the tidbits, but I do. I don't get it all, but I get most. Pro Football Focus had Gruden as the fourth best play caller in the NFL, and I thought that was interesting, because he's certainly not the fourth best coach. His three years, 19-29 record indicate that. But the man can play it. He can call a play. There's no doubt about that. He's very innovative. He's creative. That's why he wants all these different pieces. So it just opens up his playbook. He's not afraid to have a deep and really a big playbook. And he is a good play caller. Casey Hayward said, I'm probably going to play on the outside. I'll play in the inside. But I haven't played in the inside since I was in Green Bay. And that was 2015. His 4 years with Gus Bradley, with the Chargers, Gus Bradley, of course, with the Raiders now, were on the outside. So that's where he will probably play, barring injuries or, shame things. Talking about his rankings, I think this is Pro Football Focus 2. Derek Carr was Next Gen Stats, NFL Next Gen Stats. Excuse me on that. Derek Carr was ranked the ninth best quarterback under pressure last year. And I find that interesting because a lot of people bang on him. And I don't know how many people say, oh, Carr, terrible under pressure. He hasn't been the same since he was sacked and broke his leg against the Colts on Christmas Eve 2016. And I always thought that was a little kind of an unfair narrative. People always say he's scared to get hit. Ninth best under pressure indicates he's taking the heat, guys. He's taking the heat. This sounds like I like Derek Carr. You know what? I do like Derek Carr. I've never been hard on him. A lot of talk about vaccination. There's a report that the Raiders are among the league leaders in vaccination. Today there is a report that four teams are really lagging behind. That is Cardinals, Chargers, and Colts. And there's another team involved too. Maybe the Jaguars. It was a Washington Post. But the fact is the Raiders aren't part of that group and they're doing well. And that's just going to make it easier for everybody to live a normal daily life. And I'm not going to get in a political statement here at all, but that's all we want is normalcy, right? And we're getting there and it's great. And I can't get enough of these stories of stadiums being filled for the NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs and Major League Baseball and the Bay Area. The A's and Giants are going to play in front of a full house in the 25th in San Francisco. And USC and UCLA are going to be playing in front of... I love all this stuff. Bars through hell. Enjoy this. Be safe. Do everything within your means and what makes you feel comfortable. But enjoy this. This was a terrible moment in all of our lives. Moment freaking over a year. So enjoy it. Last week, Gus Bradley kind of raised some eyebrows on the interview by saying both safety positions were open competition. We had been assuming that it was Trayvon Moore, the second round pick, would start at free safety, and Jonathan Abram would start at strong safety. So for the coaches to say, hey, it's wide open, one, I think that's kind of just coach speak. That's what coaches do. Also, you don't want to hand Merrick a starting job 3 months before he's going to do it. But then I wonder, what about Abram? They drafted all these safeties. He struggled last year. And they like Gillespie. I know Gillespie's a fourth-round pick. But hey, if they think Gillespie is a better fit for their defense and Abram isn't getting it done and isn't improving on his angles and his coverage and his on-field discipline, I can see a change happen. We'll see. It's going to take a while, but we'll see. You know, talk about Kenyon Drake and Josh Jacobs, and that was a lot of talk, you know, today in minicamp, and they're excited. I don't look. I look at Jacobs as the 1A and Kenyon Drake as the 1B. I don't see him as a complete backup, but I see Josh Jacobs as a full-time starter. And that we're talking about Gruden's playbook again, and you're going to see them both stay super fresh. And Josh Jacobs got banged up a lot last year. And Derek Carr said he's going to be fresh every play. And so you're going to see his carries go down, and maybe that's a concern for fantasy football players, but for Raider football fans, he might get more bang for his buck. It might be like Max Crosby. He may play less with Nagoa on the field, but he may have a bigger impact than he did last year. So if Jacob's numbers are down, carry numbers are down, but his per carry average is up, that's all good, right? So there you go. Raiders are practicing early. It's hot. You know, 7:30 in the morning, I think that's what you're going to see in training camp. I don't know if it'll be quite that early, but it's going to be early. You know, Rod Marinelli, congratulations to him. Pro Football Writers of America have honored him with a Lifetime Achievement Award. It goes to assistant coaches. He's been an NFL coach for 26 years. He was a head coach for 23 years, but he's mostly been an assistant coach. It's the Dr. Z Award, of course, named after the great Dr. Paul Zimmerman of Sports Illustrated, Dr. Z. So congratulations to Rob Marinelli. What else we got going on? That's about it. Pretty good show, right? Again, I don't keep you here all day. That's not what I want to do. I want to get in, I want to get out and talk about the good stuff, and we talked minicamp. So there you go. We'll be back next week. We'll be back every week until the season ends twice a week, but we're getting there. I mean, it's, you know, we're flying by. All right, guys, be safe, be happy. We'll talk to you soon. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Pride. Take care.